What is that? Said one man. Is it a foreign chicken? No, no, said his friend knowledgeably. It's an Australian ostrich. On a busy street next to a 100-year-old market in the middle of Kolkata, a fat man in bright pink pants sat on a folding chair selling about 25 or so of the ungainly birds. They were not ostriches.
Turkey, 400 per kilo.
The black and white turkeys waddled and shuffled. A couple clambered onto a trash can and tried to peck open the lid. Passers-by whipped out their phones and took pictures. The turkey seller gave me some cooking advice.
Curry,
roast, grill. Christmas, as you can tell, is serious business here. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. In the heart of the market itself, past the piggery and the butcher shops and the baskets of live chickens and ducks, you can get to our version of Santa Town. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. A small one for about 50 cents, a big one for $1.50. The rest of the year, they were cheap plastic dolls. During Christmas, they get red suits and crookedly pasted white beards. The fancier ones have polka dot gold sequins on their red outfits and plastic bubbles so their beards don't get grimy. People are jostling with each other to buy crackers, spindly Christmas trees, shiny bells and fresh-off-the-oven fruitcake. The excitement seems a little unreal, like the cotton wool snow outside the shopping malls in a balmy 70 degrees. It's like we're back in 1935 and the British are still in charge. The Bengali word for Christmas is still Borodin, or the big day, though other festivals like Durga Puja and Diwali are much, much bigger. The British have gone, but the Bengalis have kept Christmas. So Fleury's, an elegant confectionery dating back to 1927, stays open all night on Christmas Eve with queues stretching down the block. Rajiv Khanna, who has been working there since 1988, says the favorites are traditional.
It's a plum cake, which has been marinated just last week of November. Plum cake with almond ice, that's an Xmas cake. The Dundies, rum and raisin, mince pie, puddings, whatnots and whatnots, a lick of chocolate.
Is there any picture of Santa Claus?
At the big hotels, Christmas means gouging the well-to-do with exotic delicacies like roasted turkey with chestnut stuffing and duck and olive stew and mulled wine. At about $50 a buffet, that's a lot of money in these parts, even if it comes with live music. Like everywhere else, Christmas has become a giant excuse for spending here. The malls are having Christmas sales. The doormen look miserable in their ill-fitting Santa suits. My cell phone keeps spamming me with offers to send Santa text messages, ₹3 a pop. But at least no one is afraid of the C word here. No politically correct happy holidays or holiday parties. A rather skinny Santa Claus, his fake belly obviously a cardboard box, greeted shoppers at a Christmas fair on the street, where vendors sold mincemeat pies, Yule logs, Christmas tree ornaments, and chicken biryani. As he danced down the street while a band played in the park, agitated stray dogs chased him. The dogs barked, but the Santa Claus moved on. Dreaming of a white Christmas in Kolkata, this is Sandeep Roy for KALW.